Welcome to your custom deep dive. Today we're looking at a comprehensive guide to the CUBIC modular low voltage switchboard system. And I know that sounds a bit dense.
Yes, quite the title.
Right. But usually, you know, when we think about a metal box holding industrial wires, there's this expectation of it just being totally static. Like a rigid steel cage you bolt to the floor, wire up, and just ignore forever.
Exactly, yeah.
But our mission for today's deep dive is to uncover how this specific modular design actually keeps everything from, like, offshore oil platforms to hospital power rooms running safely. It's really a masterclass in future-proof engineering.
It is. And to give you some context before we really jump in, these switchboards are, well, they're essentially the central nervous system of a facility.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, they take massive electrical feeds and safely distribute that power to, you know, every machine, every light, every server. So it's a structure that has to balance mechanical strength, thermal performance, and...
And long-term maintenance, I assume?
Precisely.
Okay, let's unpack this, starting with the physical foundation. The CUBI system is built around this 192-millimeter core module size, which... I mean, sounds like a totally arbitrary dimension.
It really does, but the brilliance is actually in the math.
Right, because 192 is highly divisible by 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, and so on. It's sort of like industrial building blocks that just completely eliminate fractional measurements.
That divisibility is like the underlying mechanism that makes the whole system work. It allows engineers to subdivide the enclosure into dozens of configurations without ever leaving a fractional gap.
Wow.
So instead of having to fabricate custom enclosures from scratch for every new project, they use standardized parts.
It honestly reminds me of a computer server rack. Like, standardized slots mean you can swap in hard drives from literally any brand. Whereas a welded enclosure is more like, I don't know, a locked-down smartphone where you can't even change the battery.
That's a highly accurate way to look at it.
Yeah.
Because this modularity creates an open framework, you get the freedom to select your internal electrical components from any manufacturer.
Breakers, relays, that sort of thing.
Exactly. You totally avoid vendor lock-in, which optimizes procurement costs right from day one.
Okay, so you have this infinitely customizable open system. But all those modular seams, they seem like they would pose a massive risk when you stick this box in a really harsh environment. You know, like a dusty underground mine or a salt-sprayed marine vessel. How does it not just short out?
Well, that comes down to matching the ingress protection, or IP rating, to the environment. Every CUBI board is rated at a minimum of IP54.
Meaning what, exactly?
The first digit, the 5, means it's highly protected against dust. And the 4 means it can withstand water splashing from any direction.
Now, wait a second. I have to push back here.
Okay, go for it.
If this protects critical infrastructure, why not just seal everything at IP68? Waterproof the whole thing for total long-term immersion and just be done with it? Why settle for a 4?
What's fascinating here is the trade-off.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds great to hermetically seal the enclosure, but those internal components generate serious heat.
Oh, right.
Higher IP ratings can actually restrict your ventilation and completely block heat dissipation. Plus, they inflate the cost and restrict access for maintenance. So the smartest engineering choice isn't just blindly picking the highest rating, it's matching the rating to the actual reality of the environment.
So what does this all mean? I guess if you've ever had to replace an entire expensive appliance just because one single proprietary part broke, you'll understand why this open source approach to switchboards is such a big deal.
Oh, absolutely.
I imagine the real hidden cost here isn't the initial build, it's what happens 5 years from now when the facility needs to expand. A welded box is pretty much useless then, but here you'd just unbolt a panel and add on.
Exactly. In asset-intensive industries, the life cycle advantage of simply reconfiguring an old board is far more valuable than whatever you paid for the initial purchase price.
Makes total sense.
Plus, because the assembly uses standardized parts and requires minimal tools, skilled electricians can build and install these so much faster than custom fabricated alternatives.
Which translates to fewer labor hours, fewer dimensional errors, and shorter timelines overall. So whether you are planning massive infrastructure or you just appreciate really efficient design, adaptable systems are the ultimate problem solvers.
Yeah, it turns a static metal box into an evolving piece of engineering. It's basically the difference between building just for today and building for the unknowns of the next 30 years.
Which leads you with something pretty compelling to think about. Since CUBIC's open component compatibility proves that avoiding vendor lock-in works flawlessly in physical power distribution, how might this flexible, hardware-agnostic approach revolutionize other rigid, aging infrastructure systems we rely on daily? Something to ponder. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.